You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Thursday ahead of a mixed card over at Killarney. We've got three races on the flat for you, then three jumpers, and then we round things off with a bumper. So plenty to enjoy. Something for everyone tonight. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the podcast today is Andy Holding to take a look at all the betting. How are you, Andy?
I'm pretty good, Sam. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all, thanks. Looking forward to another day at York, and looking forward to this mixed card as well at Killarney. What do you make of it, Andy?
Yeah, not a bad card tonight. Pretty similar conditions to yesterday. A little bit of rain forecast occasionally here, there and everywhere, but generally speaking, good to firm in places. One really strong bet on the card in the 5.50. That should be an odds-on shot in a handicap, but isn't. So we're going to take advantage of that. Small fields later on, but the novice's chase looks a bit of a belter, so that lightens up the night.
Yeah, certainly does. We'll start then right away. We'll get into this 5.20. Then they start things at Killarney tonight with a mile maiden. And the betting looks like this at the time recording. Creme de la thought Dermot Weld is the 4-5 favourite. 11-2 for Hot to the Touch. Golden Malt is 15-2. 8-1 for Emily Square. Oratavio is 9-1. Then it's 20-1 bar the two outsiders. How do you sort out these two-year-olds, Andy?
Yeah, fairly straightforward race, this one, to summarise. Obviously, we've got Dermot Weld, trained individual that run really well first time out in quite a hot maiden down at the Curra, the grade one track now. Dropping down in grade, you'd have to suggest. Won the race last year as well with another French-sounding name in the shape of Blue CL at Rouge, and this one's likely to follow suit. Funny enough, that horse has drawn stall one last year, and this one has also been handed the inside stall position, which is obviously very favourable. She showed enough on debut to suggest that she should be up to winning a race like this. I think the winner's a very special horse, How High the Moon. That horse got interfered with several times and still ended up winning. And he's likely to take higher rank later on in the season for the A. O'Brien stable. That's enough of the winner. Creme de la Creme herself, certainly, like I say, performed with great credit. Of the rest, I do think Emily Square's worth a look at perhaps a bigger price, or maybe for those of you that like to bet with the without the favourite markets. Thought she also showed quite well in a hot race down in Galway, staying on quite nicely from the back of the field and from the stable that's in quite good form at the moment. She probably is one to have a look at in the exotic markets. But Creme de la, very, very nice performance first time out. Hopefully should step up on that quite markedly and take the first.
OK, and Creme de la hoping to kick things off for favourite backers in Killarney tonight. We'll move to the 5.50 and the next race on the card. This one is a mile handicap, and Laganor heads affairs here at 5-4, 6-1 for Magnificent. Saki's Jack is 8-1. It's 14s by those front three. Plenty of support for this Laganor this morning, Andy, from 11-8 into 5-4. Can you see why they're backing it?
No, absolutely, yeah. Like I say, I think she should be an odds on shot. 5-4 with William Hill, that's not going to last much longer. I mean, she should win this basically without breaking sweat, really, to be honest. I mean, she would have won a much better race than this last time out at the Galway Festival comfortably had she got a clear run. She was heavily punted. She's one of the biggest gambles on the day on the flat at Ballybrit on the 29th of July. And to say she was extremely unlucky is an absolute understatement. She went for a run around the inside, and Lee Roach, unfortunately for him, he met a wall of horses dropping back into his lap, and he had to just sit and suffer. He got checked virtually constantly for a furlong, and the horse was basically just running into a dead end. Once this horse saw a little bit of daylight later on, you could see that the horse was full of running and literally bombed over the line. Much to the agony of that, was that it backed him into a short price. Many podcasters will remember this horse has been one that I suggested is an individual to follow when she goes into handicaps. Unfortunately, I left her alone the day that she won at Nace when she went off a big price, much to my irritation. But I'm desperate to get with her from here on in. I think she's an incredibly well-handicapped horse. I mean, like I say, she ran in a 0-98 last time out, and this is really an egg and spoon race. All Donna Myler's got to do is basically just keep this filly out of trouble, and she'll win easily. So 5-4 for William Hill. it's a real fill your boots time with this one.
Okay, strong vote then for Laganore in that 5.50. The next race on the card is the feature tonight from Killarney coming up at 6.20 at the Kingdom Gold Cup. This one is a filly's handicap over a mile and three. And Sidra heads affairs here at 2-1. It's 3-1 for Maudlin Magdalene. Factor Folklore is a fourth chance. 11-2 for Rivers of Babylon. Break My Mind is 8-1. And the outsider of them is Run the Red Light at 14-1. What are your thoughts here, Andy?
Yeah, amazingly, not so many runners for such a big pot. This is a €30,000 race and we've only got six going to pass. Actually, Princess Perlita doesn't run, which is a bit of an oddity. But either way, quite a competitive little race, as of its kind, for the fillies and the mares. Sidra, pretty predictably favourite here. She's fairly likely to race. She comes from a yard that does well with the fairer sex. And she ran really well over this course and distance on her last visit to the racetrack behind On a Pedestal. I think that was a decent race. The time figure was good. And she'd won well the time before at Garen Park. So she's clearly on the way up. Maudlin Magdalene, well, regular podcasters will know that she's been in fantastic nick of late. She bumped into the red-hot Aurelia Cotter down in Garen last time out, and she's holding the form really well other than one bad run at the Galway Festival. She goes really well at the track. She's run well on her two visits, so no reason why she couldn't run well. The other one to mention as well favourably is Rivers of Babylon, who's been planning to trade in much better company than this of late. I think Willie McCreary's mare will find this company a little bit more easier to contend with, having finished seventh behind Off Limits and the same place behind Lavinia at Galway. Just a little bit of a question mark over the trip. She certainly shapes like she should get it, but until she does, one has to have a little bit of a doubt at the back of the mind. But 11-2, she could be worth taking a little bit of a punt for some. But as it stands, I think Sidra's probably the one with the most upside, and I'll go with Dermot Wells filly.
Okay, Sidra for Andy then in the 6.20. We'll move ahead then to the 6.50 race. This one is a mare's beginner's chaser over the jumps now for this 2 mile, 1 furlong trip. And Gambling Girl is your 11-10 favourite. It's 11-8 about Miss Dynamic. Padraig's Joy is 6-1. And it's 40-1 for Sligo Publican and 50-1 for Red Flight. Could be in for an interesting battle between the front two here, Andy. You've got Gambling Girl, who has a grade 3 win over hurdles to her name, and Miss Dynamic, the model of consistency, really. How do you see this one unfolding?
Yeah, they're both fairly useful mares to be running around a track like this, to be fair. Gambling Girl just about shaded it with their rating on the on over hurdles with a mark of 128 compared to Miss Dynamics 125, so you can tell there's not a great deal between them. She ran quite well after her layoff the other day at the Galway Festival. I actually tipped her that day. I thought she'd run a good bit better than she did, but probably just lack of match practice took a toll. She's up against a horse who's been in great form throughout the summer. She's been planning to try to have a hurdles largely, and she's won a couple of times as well, defying a penalty at Sligo 2 starts ago. And she ran really well over fences the last day behind Well Tuned, who's, she's got plenty of experience. Beat all the right horses that day, and with that experience under her belt, I'd probably just about shade it with her. She's 11-8 this morning, plays 11-10. It's just a little bit of an inkling that Miss Dynamic might just get the better of a Gambling Girl, but it's certainly not a race I'd go overboard about.
All right, Miss Dynamic then in that 6.50. The next race on the card comes up at 7.20. This one is 2.5 mile novice chase. And Rock the World is your 6-4 favourite here this morning. Then Conte de Noia is 2-1. 7-2 for Rapazzo. Fort Smith 9-1. And 50-1 for Belgrove. Who gets the selection here?
Well, I'm going to have to rely on my speed figures here and go with the hugely consistent and likeable Rock the World. I was disappointed he couldn't win the other day down in Galway. I must admit, I thought he was a decent bet at odds against, and he went off odds on. But he bumped into Sizing Platinum from the Henry de Bromhead stable, who, to be fair, just out-jumped him and out-stayed him up the hill. And if you're being picky, Jessica Harrington's charge is made to look a little bit one pace late on, but the time figure of the race suggested that they went a real good gallop that day, and it's because of that time figure that I'm prepared to go with this horse again. Prior to that, he was just second best behind the Game Changer, who's been a revelation for Gordon Elliott over fences in recent times. And back in third was Apazo, of course, has won since, so at least that form has been franked. I certainly think the main danger is going to come from Viconte de Noia, who also represents Henry de Bromhead here. And, of course, Henry will have a good line in on what it'll take to beat Rock the World, having trained Sizing Platinum to beat Rock the World last time out. So that's the theory with him. He was really impressive over fences here the last day when he jumped and travelled really strongly to beat quite a useful field in commanding fashion. Most of his form at the moment, though, is on a slightly softer surface, what he's going to encounter today. So unless they get too much rain at Killarney, it might just favour Rock the World. Again, another race I wouldn't be absolutely dogmatic about, but I've still got a bit of a soft spot for Rock the World, and perhaps my loyalty is rather idiotically are going to lead me down over a cliff again with him. But either way, he's the choice.
Okay, hopefully not. Rock the World then in that 7:20. The penultimate race on the card comes up at 7:50. This one is a 2.5 mile handicap chase. A joint favourite here at time recording, Nokraha, Prince and Downtime are both 4-1. 5-1 for Old Supporter. Colm's Dream is 6-1 chance. 7-1 for Dawaran and Kurak Golan. Then it's 20s. But those look quite tight at the front of the market here, Andy.
Yeah, it does. Again, cases can be made out for quite a few. I'd probably go with Nokraha Prince here as my number one choice. He's, of course, some distance winner, as he proved two starts ago, and getting the better of Bottle Rattler in a driving finish. Back in third was Old Castletown, who lowered the colours of a strong fancy of mine at Tremor on Sunday. So that form has been Frankton. He didn't quite cope with the 2 miles when he dropped back in trip only 3 days after that performance, and combination of those two factors, this might have took its toll on him because he didn't find as much as expected in the latter stages, or he probably just got a little bit out of pace. But the time figure was really good. This is a mystery. Lily the Lioness et al. Have proven that they're two useful individuals in that kind of grade. So I don't think this horse did anything wrong in particular. The fact that he now goes back to the same course and distance where he was impressive the time before is a strong enough vote for me to go with him. I do think Old Supporter could be the thorn in the side, however, of us that fancy Nokraha Prince, because he jumped really well the other day. He actually got in as a late reserve at Tremor, but he made the most of that, rather a gift on a plate. And once again, this horse, when he's in good form, he's spectacular in these kind of races. He was absolutely sure-footed, never looked like getting caught, and stuck on strong in the latter stages when challenged. He's got some good form around here, although he hasn't actually won here at Killarney. He's run here 4 times, been placed 3 times. And it is a bit of a tricky jumping track here. The fences come at you quite quickly down the back and in the home straight. So someone that can jump as cleanly and go as strong a gallop as him from the front, you can see why he's always there or thereabouts. So I'm hoping that Nokraha Prince can at least latch onto the coattails of Old Supporter, who's bound to go along at a strong gallop from the front. I'll see it between the two. But as I said, I just think Nokraha Prince just gets a slight vote on this occasion.
Okay, fair enough. We'll move then to the final race on the card on this Thursday evening, coming up at 8:20. We've got a bumper to close things off. 2 mile, 1/3 on the trip for this one. And Peregrine Run is the 4-6 favourite. 130 about Tibby's Court. Sandy Cove Island is 6-1. 16s bar those front three. 4-6 here about this favourite. And is he short enough, or have the traders got this about right?
Yeah, I think it's about right, to be fair. Not a great race. No big players, no big names. And he did nothing wrong last time out, I don't think. I actually fancied him to put it up to Knockner House, who was a very, very well-backed horse on that occasion from the Mickey Winters stable. And I know the stable do think quite a bit of that Knockner House. Of course, he runs in the same colours as Rebel Fitz. Whether he'll make up into the kind of horse that Rebel Fitz has been in the last 2 or 3 years is open to the question. But Peregrine Run himself pulled well clear of the rest. They were in a good gallop that day. It's a good ride by Nina Carberry, made plenty of use of the winner. And Caddy Walsh did her very best on Peter Forrest Fire to try and bridge the gap, but it was just too much of a leeway to overcome in the home straight. It was a good time. It looked a solid race, and there's certainly nothing of Knockner House's class in this race. Prior to that, he just didn't fail to get the 2.5 miles at Roscommon when travelling supremely strongly in that race on the 7th of July. So all in all, he's been really, really unlucky. He just didn't quite get the trip 2 starts ago. He bumped in a very smart horse last time out, which he doesn't face here tonight. So barring accidents, really, Peregrine Run should send David Backers home happy.
OK, Peregrine Run then in the last 4. Andy, if you could just remind us, please, of your 7 selections for the action at Killarney tonight.
Yeah, not that many bets on the card tonight. Just one really, really big bet for me in the second race. But Creme de la should get David Backers off to a good start in the first. Lagourne at 5-4. I think that's a gift that we're taking in the 5.50. That's the nap of the night. Sidra, maybe it would be another winner for the Dermot World Camp in the 6.20. I'll just slightly favour Miss Dynamic because of experience over fences in that mare's beginners. 7.20, I'll stick with Rock the World, who's been a knock on his last 2 starts to bump into 2 very good summer jumping horses. And he's got a couple of good speed figures next to his name. Old Supporter should serve it up from the front in that 7.50, but hopefully Nokraha Prince can keep on his tail. And in the final race, Peregrine Run has the best form coming into what looks a fairly weak bumper, and he should be good enough there.
Okay, there we are. You've been listening to Andy Holding's thoughts ahead of the action at Killarney this evening. They kick off at 5:20. But do join us from 1:45 on William Hill Racing Radio, where we'll have all the action from the second day of the Ebor meeting at York. We've also got Chepstow and Stratford in the afternoon. It's Hamilton and Lingfield alongside that Killarney card this evening. So do join the guys from 1:45 p.m. for all of that. Thank you for joining me this morning, Andy, and best of luck.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.